Inhabitants of communities along the White and Black Volta say perennial floods in the area are a blessing in disguise because, in spite of the destruction to life and property, flooding has its positive side. This is contrary to popular opinion that flooding destroys property. The secretary for the Kikali No. 4 Town Development Committee in the Northern Region, Victor Agbake, said though perennial flooding sometimes causes destruction to the people in Kigali, floods boost economic activities. We bring you Mutala Issa's report.
Fishermen along the White and Black Volta say floods increase their fish catch and other economic activities and therefore pray for floods. Other fishermen also confirmed this to Radio Ghana. This rather unusual expression was made at a sensitization workshop on flood-prone areas in anticipation of the Bagri Dam spillage, which causes flooding. The workshop was organized by NADMO in partnership with the Water Resources Commission. The move is part of efforts to minimize the human and economic cost of floods and to promote human security. In 2008 and 2010, floods caused massive devastation in parts of the northern, upper east and upper west region. Kikali and Kokope in the central Gonja district were among the most affected communities. The sensitization program was therefore aimed at educating inhabitants to identify early warning signals and adopt safety measures to follow during floods. The central Gonja district coordinator of NADMO, Bawa Abudu, told Radio Ghana that some farms have already been submerged due to the floods from early rains. He therefore appealed to the people to avoid farming along waterways and also keep the animals on higher grounds to avoid economic losses. The inhabitants also complained about the effects Fulani activities are having on their farms and cattle and appealed for intervention to prevent conflict.